إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah from you, demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. We continue with the recitation and the translation and the tafsir of Surah to Yusuf and the statement of Allah Ta'ala. Ya sahibay as-sijni a'arbabun mutafarriqun khayrun amillahu al-wahidu al-qahhar. ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان، إن الحكم إلا لله، أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه، ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in these ayah that we've been with for the last couple of weeks, as He's narrating the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, where He says, O my two companions in the prison, are many gods better, or the one God, Al-Wahid Al-Qahhar, the one, the dominant? Those who you worship besides Allah are only names, are only idols and objects of worship that you and your forefathers have named, and Allah has given you no authority to do so. The only verdict or the only judgment and legislation is with Allah. He commanded that none be worshipped except Him. That is the upright deen, but most of the people do not know. Yusuf alayhi salam, he was calling to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His oneness. There when he was in the prison with his two companions. And this was the way of the prophets and messengers who were sent to their people, and the last prophet and messenger to humanity, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. As we see in other ayat, as Allah Ta'ala, He says, لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have certainly sent Nuh to his people, and he said, O my people, worship Allah. No God has the right to be worshipped other than Him. Indeed, I fear for you the punishment of a serious day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayat, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تتقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we sent to Ad their brother Hud. He said, O my people, worship Allah. No God has the right to be worshipped other than Him. Won't you fear Him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayat, وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ الآية. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and we sent to Thamud their brother Salih. He said, O my people, worship Allah. No God has the right to be worshipped other than Him. Indeed, clear proofs have come to you from your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayat, وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَا أَخَاهُمْ شُعِيبًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ عَبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat, and to Madian we sent their brother Shu'ayb. He said, O my people, worship Allah. No God has the right to be worshipped other than Him. Indeed, the proof or the explanation has come to you from your Lord. We see in these ayat that Allah sent the prophets and messengers to their people, all of them calling to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the staying away from worshipping other than Allah. As Allah ta'ala, He says in other ayat, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. And we have sent a messenger to every nation proclaiming worship Allah and stay away from the tawgut, anything that's worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala says in other ayat, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. And we have not sent a messenger before you, meaning before you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that we have revealed to him, no God has the right to be worshipped but me, so worship me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent all of the prophets and messengers with this same message, just as He sent His last prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this message, as He told His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشُرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to His last prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, I am only a human being like you, but it has been revealed to me that your God is only one God. This is the message that Yusuf alayhi salam and all the prophets and messengers and the last prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to deliver this message. And this message is important for us, as there are many hadith of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showing us the importance of the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we see in these hadith of al-Bukhari and Muslim, or some are only in al-Bukhari or only in Muslim, where the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, من مات وهو يعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, Whoever dies knowing that no God has the right to be worshipped but Allah, he enters into Jannah. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات من كان آخر كلامه من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever has his last speech of this world, لا إله إلا الله, no God has the right to be worshipped but Allah, he enters into Jannah. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to his uncle Abu Talib when he was dying, يا عمي قل لا إله إلا الله كلمة أشهد لك بها عند الله. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to his uncle when he was dying, oh my uncle, say لا إله إلا الله, say no God has the right to be worshipped but Allah, a phrase that will bear witness for you on Yawm al-Qiyamah in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Or as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another authentic hadith, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَا يَلْقَى اللَّهَ عَبْدٌ غَيْرَ شَاكٍ فِيهِمَا إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah, and that I am the Messenger of Allah. No servant of Allah will meet Allah without having any doubt in this statement, except that he will enter into Jannah. This is the call of Tawheed from Yusuf alayhi salam and all of the prophets and messengers to their people, and the last prophet and messenger to humanity sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the call of all of the Muslims to all of their peoples and all of humanity, to call them to the statement La ilaha illallah, or to the worship of Allah without ascribing any partners in worship with Him. There is no phrase more important to the believers than this phrase, and there's no da'wah or message more true than it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us life on La ilaha illallah and take our souls on La ilaha illallah. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Oftentimes we're asked about the events that take place with us in the area locally or nationally or internationally, and we look at what takes place in light of Allah's book. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَإٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. Allah ta'ala says, oh, you who believe, when a fasiq comes to you with news, someone who is disobedient to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, or a liar comes to you with news, then verify it, meaning check it out to make sure it's the truth, so that you don't harm the people on ignorance, meaning that you don't act upon news that is not correct and thereafter become regretful because of what you did. All of the news that we hear, we look at it in light of this statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I don't know any more than you know of what might be true of the news and what might be false, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's given us guidance in His book and from the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how we're supposed to handle our affairs. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, واذكروا نعمة واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hold on to the rope of Allah together and remember Allah's favor upon you when you were enemies, and He united your hearts together and you became brothers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayat, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has united their hearts. And if you were to give all that is on earth, you would not be able to unite their hearts. But it's Allah who united their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayah, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers are nothing but brothers. This is the relationship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, walhamdulillah. No matter what our color is, or race, or country, Allah has made the Muslims brothers to one another, walhamdulillah. And Anas radiallahu anhu qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, انصر أخاك ظالما أو مظلوما. فقال رجل يا رسول الله هذا أخونا ننصره ظالما ننصره مظلوما أفرأيت إن كان ظالما كيف أنصره؟ قال تحجزه أو تمنعه من الظلم فإن ذلك نصره. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنس رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, help your brother whether he is wronged or he is the one doing the wrong. So a man said, O Messenger of Allah, we know how to help our brother if he's being wronged, but how do we help him if he's the one doing the wrong? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, stop him or prevent him from doing the wrong, and that is how you help him. And this is collected by Al-Bukhari, you and Muslim. Here the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us how to help one another, whether we're on that side of the fence or the other. I mean, whether we're oppressed or we're the oppressors, we have guidance, walhamdulillah, how we should be with one another. And not just in this hadith, but in many hadith. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, none of you truly believes till he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. This is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضهم بعضا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the believer to a believer is like a solid structure, each one supporting each other. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in another authentic hadith, المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه من كان في حاجة أخيه كان الله في حاجته ومن فرج عن مسلم كربة فرج الله عنه بها كربة من كرب يوم القيامة ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He doesn't wrong him and he doesn't abandon him. Allah is in the, whoever is in the aid of his brother, then Allah is in the aid of him. And whoever removes from his brother a difficulty in this world, then Allah will remove from him a difficulty in the hereafter. And whoever covers the fault of a Muslim, then Allah will cover his fault in this world and in the hereafter. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the example of the believers is like a body. the example of the believers and their love for one another, and in their compassion and mercy for one another, and in their helping and aiding and assisting one another, is like one body. If one organ feels any problem, then the whole body feels it with fever and sleeplessness. Or as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another narration, Al-Muslimuna karajulin wahid. Idha ishtaka aynuh, ishtaka kulluh. Wa idha ishtaka ra'suh, ishtaka kulluh. This is the narration of Imam Muslim. Where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the Muslims are like one man. If the eye hurts or bothers him, then the whole body bothers him. And if his head bothers him, then the whole body bothers him. And there are many hadith like this, showing the relationship of the Muslims one with another. And this is how we should be with each other, inshallah ta'ala. And these days, and in all days, this is the relationship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to the Muslims. May Allah place us on His book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَانَا. Our Lord, don't hold us accountable if we forget or if we make mistakes. رَبَّنَا لَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. Oh Allah, don't place upon us a burden like you have placed on those who have come before us. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. Our Lord, don't place on us a burden that we don't have the ability to handle. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. And pardon us and forgive us and show mercy on us. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. You are our Lord and our Master, so make us victorious over the disbelieving people. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Our Lord, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. الحمد لله.